I just ask, have the guys read anything about Dr. McCullough in the States about the importance of taking vitamin K2 in order to absorb the D3 that we're taking? They're saying that we can't actually take in this D3 because we're short of K2. Does anybody know anything about that?
Thank you. I spoke to Rufus about that just before he left, and he said on the piece of paper that he said it might be on there, if not, get in contact with him, because, yes, in a certain extent, it does make a difference, and you should. But if you'd like to get hold of him on his website or whatever, he'd be pleased to answer that question.